Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I'm so tickled that you're here. You've just tuned into the Love in the Skin You're In Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm your host, Andrea Amador, but I'm best known as the Juicy Woman. I'm the author of the book Love in the Skin You're In, and a professional certified empowerment coach. I'm here to help you to change the way that you see yourself and your relationship with food. Now, this is a live call-in show, and I'd love for you to share your questions with us. Just call us at 760-888-5736. I got to tell you, I know all about the pains of dieting. It's been crazy. I was put on my first diet at 10 years old, and I've struggled with hating my body and feeling out of control around food for the majority of my life. At 50, that's almost 34 years that I wasted on thinking being thin was the answer to my problems and trying to ban the baddies from the kitchen. Like the rest of the 98% of people who go on diets and regain the weight back within 5 years, I learned that diets don't work. I've since taken a pack-your-pantry approach to eating that has calmed my aching hunger and given me the self-respect that I never had towards my body. Today's show is called 6 Steps to Guilt-Free Eating with Gillian Hood Gabrielson. I'm so excited to introduce you to her as my guest tonight, to give you an opportunity to learn from Gillian and pick her brains and find out how to create more harmony with your relationship with food and your body. You know, since we're broadcasting today on April 17th, we're still observing the fact that this entire month is dedicated to emotional overeating awareness. With that first single step of awareness comes change. Now, time to get Gillian back here. You know, she is such an amazing gal. Her name is Gillian Hood Gabrielson, and she is an intuitive eating coach and the founder of Healthier Outcomes. Gillian really understands what busy women of all ages are looking for. Her clients call her a motivation powerhouse and credit her ability to make exercise fun as one of her very, very biggest assets. Having personally faced so many challenges with her own overeating, Gillian fully understands that eating healthy, exercising, and maintaining your weight is not easy for most women. For the last 14 years, she's dedicated her life to educating, guiding, and helping women lose weight and get in shape while learning to eat their favorite foods without feeling guilty or punishing themselves. Gillian, are you here with us? Okay, this is why it's live radio, guys. Gillian, are you here with us? Oh, wow. Okay, Gillian, if you can hear, just call in on the guest line. It's 760-888-5736. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that I learned today. Wow, this is difficult. All right, let's see. Gillian, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you help me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm sorry. Can you help me?
welcome. I was on here.
Yeah, I was on my other line, and it wasn't going through, so I am here. So we'll
that is an absolute thrill. So everybody wants to hear about the amazing things that you do in terms of helping women to change the way that they see themselves in their bodies. You know, I want to find out, how'd you get started?
Oh, boy. How did I get started? Well, I can trace my my disordered eating patterns back to about the age of 8. I was a very finicky eater. I ate really weird stuff, you know, and nobody, you know, nobody seemed to mind, you know. I had things like, you know, I didn't want milk on my cereal, and I didn't want jelly on my peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know what that was all about, but I had really finicky eating patterns. But you know, I ate and it was no problem. And then my parents got divorced, and I lived with my dad. And when he got remarried, you know, this is not to say that, you know, I blame my stepmom or anything like that, because, you know, I don't hold any grudges or anything, but she wanted me to eat, you know, like a quote normal person, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had me eating everything on my plate. You know, I had to try everything, which I think is very reasonable. But I had to eat things that I didn't like, including mayonnaise and, you know, things like hard-boiled eggs and really disgusting things that I didn't like. And I had to eat it in a circle. So imagine a plate where you have, you know, all of your food on the plate, and I had to have a bite, take a bite of everything in a circle until it was done. And
it's kind of,
you know,
like
again,
fear factor for finicky. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Exactly. And, you know, again, I don't hold anything against her, you know. She was just, you know, I was a weird eater. And then I also had to eat everything on my plate if I wanted dessert, which is, you know, a typical parenting strategy. And, you know, when I look back on it now, I can see that that kind of, it kind of set a pattern in motion where I would sneak food and I would, you know, hide food, and I would, you know, I think I even got caught once putting an egg salad sandwich down the toilet because I really didn't like it. And so there was a lot of rules, basically, that, you know, there were a lot of rules. I had to ask permission to eat food if I wanted a snack or anything like that. And so I, you know, I used to sneak food into my bed. And when my parents would go, you know, go shopping or whatever, and I was at home, I would sneak food. And it just, it developed a disordered eating pattern. And I didn't even know that, you know, I had an issue until I actually was training to become a personal trainer and was studying nutrition and discovered that, you know, what I was doing was not normal. And that's pretty much how I got started. And you know, I never dieted. Fortunately, my parents never, you know, did any kind of dieting. But I did start dieting when I was about 17, 18 years old, you know, when you want to, you know, start dating and all that kind of stuff, and you have all your friends that are putting pressure on you. And so not only did I have this disordered eating pattern, but I also had, I did start the diet mentality, the diet pattern. And that's, you know, that's pretty much how it got started. I tried to become, this sounds terrible, but I tried to become an anorexic. I tried to become a bulimic, and when I was in high school, and I couldn't do it. Fortunately, I tried to starve myself, and I tried to, you know, make myself purge, and I couldn't do those things, fortunately. So I became what is now known as a compulsive binge eater. And I did not realize it till I was about 22, 23.
During those years,
I thought I was the only one in the world, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to.
Yes. During those years, how did your relationship with your body change from the time that you were, you know, a young girl and you were being told, okay, come on, round robin, mayonnaise, eggs, all this good, you know, this is good for you, you have to eat it. How did your body, the feelings about your body change?
Well, you know, I never had any real issues with my body until, I swear, the day I turned 13 is when it started. when I hit puberty and I started putting on weight. And I just started putting on weight, and I kept gaining weight, and I really was not, I didn't like my body at all, and I felt like, you know, guys didn't like me because of my body, and you know, all of those kind of, you know, crazy things that happened. And but like I said, you know, the dieting didn't start till I was about 17 or 18. But I definitely had a dysfunctional relationship with my body. I ignored it a lot.
When you said that you had a crazy relationship with your body when you were starting to go into personal training, what were some of the specifics that you saw that kind of, you know, made you think, wow, this is kind of different?
Well, you know, what I discovered was, you know, I discovered that, you know, I always knew I wasn't anorexic, I wasn't bulimic, and when I saw this in a nutrition book I was studying, I saw this disorder called compulsive overeating or something to that effect, or a binge eating disorder, that's what it was. And I thought, wow, that's me. That's exactly what I do. Of course, I didn't know what to do about it, but that's what, you know, I finally was able to put a name on it, because I always thought I was the one that, you know, I had something wrong with me, and
Jillian,
I didn't know what to do about it.
For the listeners listening in, could you just clarify what that means, binge eating disorder? And I really want to welcome everybody to call in. It's 760-888-5736. You have a great opportunity to talk with Jillian and ask her your questions.
Okay. Well, actually, binge eating disorder has, I honestly don't know if it's become a, you know, what you could call a classic eating disorder, but it is basically if you overeat, I believe it's like 3 to 4 times a week, you know, to the point that you feel sick. I believe that that's the criteria. And the thing that is really good is that now there's a guideline book that therapists use called the DSM. I believe we're in the 4th edition now. And the DSM-4 is now classified binge eating disorder as a disorder or a clinical problem. And so therapists are starting now to recognize it, because, you know, what happened with me was I actually went to many therapists who were eating disorder specialists, and none of them could help me. None of them helped me because, I mean, they helped me in so many different ways with, you know, issues with, you know, growing up and my family and you know, general issues that you know, everybody faces. But I was never able to get help with the eating portion of what my problem was, which was what I went there for. And actually, I hear that a lot from a lot of my clients. They go to therapists thinking that they're going to get help with eating disorders or whatever, and they're not anorexic or bulimic, and so they don't really get the help that they need. But it's now become a recognized disorder, and so that's a really good thing, and you know, I'm really happy that's it actually has a classification now. But I could kind of give an example of,
yes, please,
what my binging was like. If I wanted to binge, this is what I did. This was my classic binge. I would go to the store. I would get a bag of Doritos. I would get a bag of spice drops, which are, for those who don't know, that it's candy. It's like gum drops, kind of. I would get something chocolate and something, I don't even remember what the fourth thing was, but there was always 4 things. And I would either eat it while I was driving home from work in my car, or I would go somewhere like to to a park or whatever, and I would eat it, and I would eat it until I felt sick, and I would eat it until I basically fell into what I called a food coma, where I had to sleep off the food because I felt so sick.
Yeah.
And I would do that, you know, 2 to 3 times a week.
Is that what was, is that the behavior that was going on during the time that you were working for your exercise physiologist? Help me out here.
Yes.
When you were,
yes,
going for your advanced certification from the,
yes,
oh, American,
absolutely,
College of Sports Medicine. That's it. For your personal training.
Yeah,
certification.
You know, what happened was, you know, I was one of those people that never, ever, you know, liked high school PE. I mean, it was just the worst nightmare in the world for me. I did everything I could to, you know, avoid it. You know, I had a root canal that I had done once that, you know, I was able to stay out of PE for 3 months because of a root canal.
Oh, joy.
I did everything I could.
It's a jackpot.
Yeah. I fractured my ankle when I was 7, and I used that a lot to, to get out of running and that kind of thing. And so I was, I hated PE. I hated physical activity. I didn't grow up in a family that was active. And when I was in junior college, and I was actually studying to be a computer programmer, of all things, and I had to take a at college, my weight went up and down.
About 5 minutes or so.
I'm sorry.
Are you still there?
Are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Gillian, I don't hear you. So
you
I'm going to have to ask you to call back in.
Okay,
so
I'm going to
call
back in.
888-5736.
Okay, I'm going to call right back.
If there's any possibility that there's a problem with the phones on either Gillian's end or mine, we will definitely have Gillian come back and talk to us about the 6 months to guilt-free eating. That's what Gillian is here to talk about today. What would it mean to you to be guilt-free? Please call in at 760-888-5736. Reconnect with me because there's a problem with our line. Well, today I had an interesting situation. I've told you in several weeks past I've been having so much trouble with my computer, and it's been driving absolutely so much learning process for me. So I have this new computer that has Windows 8, and to me, it is as foreign as anything could ever be. I was comfortable with Windows 95. Thank you so much. So I actually advanced all the way up to Windows 7, but Windows 8 is insane. Absolutely so completely different in every possible way. What I need. So it is very much a hassle learning how to manipulate and access programs and move and transition and do things that I've wanted to do as a writer and a blogger and as a speaker. And it's created a lot of tension in my life. And more than a couple times over the past few weeks, I have found myself falling back on the old comfy space going to food as my go-to. Recently, that I teach, that is what we were doing last week, what we were talking about last week with film producer Eric Dury and the people who were all from Illinois. They were talking about the work that was being done and the efforts that were being initiated by the practitioners, Dr. Carol Solomon and oh my gosh, I forgot Kay's last name. But Kay, who came in and taught the people in Quincy how to use tapping, emotional freedom technique, for the issues around their weight challenges. Because many times people tend to think that the problem is all about just reducing food and all you have to do is push yourself away from the table or just stop eating that damn chocolate cake, and it's just not that simple. Oh, by the way, it's Kay Phillips. She's a resident of Quincy, Illinois, and she's the practitioner who really got the ball rolling in Quincy, Illinois. And what I talk about is how to use feelings and the emotions that you have surrounding your relationship with food. Now, specifically what that means is it could be a number of different things. It could be specifically, and also, Gillian, if you happen to be on the phone, jump on in, 760-888-5736. That's the guest call-in number. So if you hear me, we all want to hear you talk about the 6 steps to guilt-free eating. But in the meanwhile, I'll fill up the airwaves, no problem. So, as I was saying, with the emotional freedom technique, there are a number of different frontiers from which you can attack the problem. Oh, Gillian, wow, you're back.
What?
Gillian? I hear you.
What?
A little. Oh, you can definitely tell. This is live radio. Okay. So there are a number of, until Gillian gets back, I think she just bounced out. She'll be bouncing back in soon. There are a number of different frontiers from which you could attack the problem using emotional freedom technique. Gillian, are you with us? 760-888-5736. Just checking. Gillian, are you with us?
I can. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Fabulous. Welcome back.
Okay, you're breaking up really badly on your end for some reason. I've called 3 times and I can hardly understand you.
Oh, wow. How about now?
Not very well.
Not very
well. I called on 3 different phone lines too.
Okay, maybe what we should do is 86th broadcast and reschedule for another day. That might be best. I'll check and see what tech problems I have.
Are you there?
Go from there and figure out a date when you can come back. Does that work?
Hello?
Gillian? Can you still hear me? Gillian? Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to keep on talking until Gillian gets back or the end of the show comes. If the broadcast doesn't work out, then I will definitely rebroadcast. You will not miss the opportunity of being able to hear from Gillian and get the information that she's talking about. My particular direction in using emotional freedom technique is to go from several different, consider it like doors. The first would be to deal with your craving specifically. When you deal with craving, let's say you have a craving for gummy bears or hamburgers or whatever like that, you can actually tap on the craving, which means to tap on acupressure points that are on your body. They're kind of like comfort spots. They're in different places on your body. First one is the side of the hand. That's called the karate chop point. The next one is the inner corner of the eye. That's where the bridge of your nose meets your eyebrow. The next is where your eyebrow ends. That's called the outer eye or the side of the eye. The next one is below the eye. If you take 2 fingers and you put it right below your eye, you tap right there. The next point is under your nose. Again, if you take a couple of fingers together and you tap lightly, not hard, nice and gently, just as though you're tapping on a desk. And you don't use your fingernails, actually use your fingertips. And the next is the crease of your chin. You're going to tap right there. And the next point is the top of your chest, right around where a man would knot his tie. You could either take your dominant hand or non-dominant hand, whichever your choice, and just gently tap on that area, and that will get many different acupressure points at the same time. And the next is under your arm, and that's about 4 inches below where a woman's bra strap
where your bra strap would be. If you're a guy, then it would be about 4 inches below the armpit. And the last spot is the top of the head. And when you tap on these points at the same time that you're focusing on, let's say, that craving, whatever it is that you're craving, it's going to send a signal to your brain to change the way that you're thinking about that food. This happened to me several weeks ago. The first time I learned about this was, wow, way back in 2004 or so. And let's just check in. Gillian, are you back with us? Gillian, are you back? Okay, remember, the guest call-in number is 760-888-5736. And I would love for you to call in. And Gillian, if you're here, come on back. We miss you. As I was saying, the first time that I learned about this tapping and the emotional freedom technique applied to cravings was back in 2004. And after I had some incredible experience with it, where it totally changed the way that I thought and felt about many sexual abuse experiences in my life, that's when I was just completely blown away, and I knew the power of this very, very simple, silly little humble technique. And I dedicated myself to teaching this to other women so that they would never, ever have to go through the tough times that I did in working toward healing and wholeness. Let me just check in. Gillian, are you back? Okay. So the way that you do it is when you're tapping on these comfort spots, these points on the body that are really just activating points or stimulating points that trigger a chemical response in your body that creates a muscle relaxant response, because it sends out this cascade of chemicals. Dopamine and serotonin and lots of different very, very calming and relaxing, like muscle relaxants. When you're doing that and you're activating those points, it's kind of like a pharmacy inside of you. Instead of taking a Xanax or something, whatever it is that will calm your nerves, instead of doing that, you can actually tap on these points and you'll get the same exact response, more effective and better because it's completely natural. So as you tap on these points at the same time that you're thinking of something that is either upsetting to you or imbalancing you in any particular way. Oh, maybe Gillian's back. Gillian, are you back? Gillian? Are you back? Let's try one more time. Gillian, are you back with us? Oh, that's a shame. Okay. For anyone who wants to call in, the number is 760-888-5736. We're talking about emotional freedom technique and how to use this simple little ability that you have in the palm of your hand, at your fingertips, to calm yourself in any situation, from dealing with cravings to dealing with upset, anxiety, sadness, allergies. This is used with vets from Afghanistan. There was a series of tests that was done, and it was published, I'm not sure in which medical journal, but it has been shown that this tapping actually reduces the levels of cortisol in the body by 25%, and that is like unheard of. It's insanely, incredibly fabulous. So this is incredibly powerful stuff. And as I said, this is used with vets who struggle with recurring images from PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. when they have been exposed to the ravages of war and the atrocities and all of the memories and all of the things that come from experiencing that live. It replays, I've mentioned before how the brain works, it replays as though you have a Dolby screen, 10 Dolby screens in your brain, and the same image is replaying over and over and over again, just as though you have a record player that is skipping. So when you have a situation where something is causing you any kind of upset or disturbance, what is really at the core of it is it's your brain that is sending out these signals that it is in distress. Now, back in the day when we were, you know, fighting for dinner with the dinosaurs, that would be something that would be a very physical fear, a very physical threat. But nowadays, it's more like it is very much something that we create from our own imagination, something that's going on internally, fears that we take into our life, that we assume things will happen. Many times, oh, here's a perfect example. Let's say you owe a debt and bill collectors are calling you. That emotion and that feeling of dread and shame and upset and disgust and all of those feelings that you feel just seeing the debt collector's name on your caller ID, that goes through you in the same way as if you were running from a saber-toothed tiger. So when you tap on these comfort spots, whether the challenge is dealing with debt or feeling ashamed of something or grieving a loss, that is such a big, big thing, or, of course, dealing with anything to do with dieting or feeling upset about your body, when you're tapping on these points, you're actually sending a calming signal to your brain that it's going to be okay. Can you even imagine how powerful this is? It is incredible. There is a doctor, her name is Dr. Lori Layden, and she has done work in Rwanda with genocide survivors, women who have survived the atrocities of war and rape and mutilation and horrible things, the killings of their entire families before their eyes, all of these things happening